Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The Kentucky State Board of Elections placed over 150,000 Kentucky voters on the inactive list. Now, the state was ordered to do this by a federal judge because Kentucky was not in compliance with the National Voter Registration Act. And that act required states to remove inactive voters from their rosters, many of whom have either died or moved out of the district. Now, the goal was to preserve election integrity. Those on the inactive list will still be able to vote this November, but they'll be removed in 2022 if they don't vote or update their information. Now, the Kentucky Democratic Party said that the move causes their party irreparable harm. But maybe a bigger question is the harm that outdated voter rolls have on election integrity overall.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.